Starting today, Iraqis with television sets will be able to watch Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and Peter Jennings every night, along with Fox News and Jim Lehrer of PBS's NewsHour. All five networks have agreed to let their news programs air on a new broadcast service being established by the U.S. government in Iraq. CNN is the only major network not participating. The idea is to promote a free press, but critics say the broadcast will do little to enhance America's image or to improve local journalism. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The new service will be called Iraq and the World. It will be broadcast 6 hours a day from airplanes circling over Iraq. In addition to the five network news programs with Arabic subtitles, the broadcast will include roughly 2 hours of original material produced by Arab journalists employed by the U.S.-funded operation. Norman Pattiz, chairman of the Westwood One radio network, was asked by the White House to head up the new channel. Pattiz is also on the board of governors that oversees the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe. Asked if American news programs have relevance for an Iraqi audience, Pattiz says, obviously, there would be some American events that would have little appeal to Iraqis, but the mission has broader goals.
You know, how better to promote the notion of a free press in the American tradition than to actually supply examples on a nightly basis of how the American press covers not only the region, but the world as a whole.
Pattiz says that with the exception of commercials, the nightly news programs will be broadcast in their entirety. Pattiz has experience broadcasting in the Middle East. Last year, he set up Radio Sawa, a U.S.-funded effort that airs music and news to most of the region. He will draw on the Radio Sawa staff to produce for the new TV network in Iraq. He says the U.S. needs an ambitious effort there to counter the effect of reporting from outlets like the Arab satellite network Al Jazeera.
In an area of the world that is volatile and that is emotional, and where a lot of the media tends to be sensational and inciting, it's very, very important, we believe, and I certainly agree, that there be an American voice in the region.
But not everyone is convinced that the broadcast will have the effect desired by the United States. Shibli Talhami is a professor at the University of Maryland and author of Stakes, America and the Middle East. He says the broadcast will undoubtedly find an audience in Iraq because people will be curious about the country that controls their fate at the moment. But he says the very existence of the new channel may be sending the wrong message.
Already the U.S. is seen to be essentially imposing its will on Iraq. There is a prevalent perception that this is an occupying force and fear that it might be staying there for a while. And the television station that is essentially peddling American themes is going to increase that perception at a time when the U.S. wants to appear as though it is transferring the power gradually to Iraqis. And that, I think, is a bigger problem than the actual content of these broadcasts.
And at least one Arab journalist believes that the U.S. could improve journalism in the region by spending its money differently. Daoud Kutab is a Palestinian journalist and director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University in Ramallah on the West Bank.
I would be very, very excited if the U.S. would spend 1% of the money they're spending on this, you know, airplane flying in the air and beaming these programs to help create local programming, local radio stations, local TV stations, train local journalists to report about their own lives.
Norman Pattiz concedes that the present effort doesn't include a training program for local journalists, but says the American broadcast could still have a beneficial influence on local journalism.
The fact that we will be there in some ways, you know, is teaching by example.
Pattiz says he's not sure just how long the new channel in Iraq will be on the air, but the U.S. does have more ambitious broadcasting plans for the Middle East. The White House asked for and Congress has appropriated $62 million for a future 24-hour satellite station that will blanket the entire Middle Eastern region with programming intended to promote American ideals. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.